All right. First of all, with injuries, Bernard Pierce and Torrey Smith had concussions, so we'll have to check those out, obviously, earlier this week. Tannen Doss twisted his ankle. We'll see how that is tomorrow. And then Albert had a hamstring issue, which he played through and came back out there and played, obviously, at the end. Hey, this is our loss. You know, this is our loss. No less than the last three losses were our losses. And you've got to do the things you need to do to win games. And obviously, we didn't get a very fast start. We had some self-inflicted issues around halftime, some self-inflicted issues, and we couldn't get anything going till late. So that's where we're at. We own that. We understand that. And we're going to go to work to improve. The most important thing to understand is that, and our guys understand this, every goal that we have, starting with our first goal, which is to win the AFC North, is in front of us. It's still there. And every dream that we have, which is the ultimate dream, is still available to us. And that's what you keep in mind. It's a tough league for tough guys, you know, and you got to find a way to put it behind you, improve, address the issues, own them, and move on. And that's what we plan on doing. That's really the message. It's going to be the message now. It's going to be the message next week. It's going to be the message going forward. So that's where we're at. That's how we see it. And that's what we plan to do.
John, I know you prepared for a tough Bronco team. Were they even stronger than you thought? Anything about their team?
I really don't have any thoughts on that right now. I thought the Broncos deserve credit. They're a very good team. They played very well. They took advantage of some things that happened. I thought the play at the end of the half was a great play, you know, obviously, jumping the flat route. So, you know, those are just – they're a heck of a team. They deserve credit.
John, towards the end of the first half, before the interception, was there any thoughts of calling a time – it was like 34 seconds left. You had some time. Was there any thoughts of calling a timeout? And because it came after a big play of getting down there. Any thoughts of calling a timeout?
Well, we talked about that. We were talking about time management. We had 34 seconds when the ball was snapped. We had three timeouts. That's going to give us time to run three plays down there. It's plenty of time. Throughout the course of the drive, we wanted to score, obviously, but we didn't want to leave a lot of time on the clock. That's a strategic call there. We have a number of plays we run with no huddle that are not kill clock plays, but that are run route plays. And that was the play we had. We thought it gave us a great chance to score, and that's what we ran.
Do you feel like that was a big game turner in Joe's pick there at the end of the first half that turned all the momentum?
Sure. I don't think that's a big play. I mean, any big play in the game like that is going to turn momentum. I mean, it's a point swing, so it's big.
John, I know you were in the hurry up there at the end of the first half. Does that call come up from upstairs?
What's that?
I know you were in the hurry up at the end of the first half on that interception. Does that call come from upstairs, or was that Joe Flacco's call?
That's coach's call. That's my call. All right, that's my call to run that. You know, we run that a lot. We do that. We've done that a lot this year. We've done it over the last few years. There's a number of play calls that we have in that situation. You know, Joe's trying to stick it in there for a touchdown. The kid made a great play. So that's what happens. That's football.
John, the first, I think, 20, 21 minutes, you went without a first down. What was the biggest factor in the struggle offensively there early?
We didn't do the things we needed to do to convert. You know, we didn't run the ball well enough to get into third and shorts, and we didn't convert.
I know it's early, but how would you assess Jim Caldwell's first game?
Not into assessments right now. You know, we're into doing right. Everybody fought like crazy and did their best. You know, we've got a lot of capable people, so it's not about that. It's not going to be about that. You guys can do all that. What we're going to do is go to work on achieving our dream, you know, achieving our first goal, just like we've been doing. That's what we have to do. We're not going to get bogged down in the other stuff.
John, was there any talk to go for two after Dennis's 61-yard touchdown to get it to 16 there?
No.
Coach, you mentioned injuries on offense. I mean, how much this time of year is this challenging the overall depth when you have all these injuries on both sides of the ball? I mean, as a coach, it really challenges just the whole depth of the roster.
Right. Well, you understand that that's part of it, you know, and you do everything you can to overcome it, and that's what we've been doing. But getting healthy is going to be important for us. You know, that's something I think we're getting close to doing. And if we can get healthy and get strong down the stretch here, that's our goal.
All right.
Great.